This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
The left wasn't going to let today's IG report go unanswered. So earlier today, New York Attorney General Barbara Underwood announced a new lawsuit against the Trump Foundation in New York. The suit seeks to dissolve the organization and ban Trump, as well as his three children, from serving on any nonprofit. Donald Trump Jr. is one of the people targeted by that lawsuit, and he joins us tonight. Donald Trump Jr., thanks a lot for joining us.
Good to be with you, Tucker. How are you?
So I'm doing great. So before I ask you about the suit against the nonprofit, let me get your take on the Inspector General report you've seen today.
Well, listen, it's pretty incredible. And obviously, I look at the Inspector General sort of as like HR at a major corporation, right? They're not really there to protect the individuals. They're there to protect the corporation. So as damning as it was, it probably doesn't go far enough as it relates to what was really going on. But I think real America, and what I've been saying for weeks and last time I was on with you, real America sees what's going on here. They see that these phony players at the top of the FBI, not the rank and file, not the boots on the ground, the guys that are doing the real work, they said that these lawyers that never went through those things, that never started down at the bottom, these lawyers at the top were trying to influence an election and then undermine a presidency. I look at James Comey, it's like the liberal version of a sorority sister. Like, it's pretty ridiculous at this point. And when I see what's going on, I think I see what everyone else in America is seeing, and they should be disgusted.
If you were a right-of-center person, not you specifically, but any person, and you were caught up in an FBI investigation, wouldn't you want to know that the man identified as FBI lawyer number two wasn't on your investigation?
I would think that'd be kind of important.
So why don't we know his name, and why shouldn't we know his name?
You know, that's what I don't understand. I mean, all of this stuff going on, when you look at the stuff, and I've talked about it with you on your show, the stuff I've gone through over the last 18 months, whether it be about the Russia investigation, it's the biggest deal in the world. 25 hours of testimony in front of Congress. Hillary Clinton does 10 for Benghazi, and guess what? When she and the DNC team up to pay a foreign agent to work with Russia to compile a fake dossier and spend millions of dollars to do this thing, all of which has been debunked, none of it proven, chasing this thing for 2 years, nothing. Literally nothing happens. So I think it just shows the flagrant double standard. If you were even center, let alone right of center, you'd be getting the same thing. But if you're the uber left, you can get away with and do with whatever you want because there's no accountability there. And I think real people, again, are starting to see it, and they should be disgusted.
So the new Attorney General of New York today announced a suit against the Clinton Foundation for influence peddling. I'm sorry, I got that wrong. Against the Trump Foundation.
Yes.
Yeah. Right. And you're named in it.
Of course.
What's your reaction to that?
Listen, it's nonsense. In the end, you know, this is a charitable thing that was funded 50% by my father's own money to go into good deeds. It's something that Eric Schneiderman, before he went down a ball of flames as one of the leaders of the original Me Too movement, was working on for years. Where is he right now? He couldn't follow through. So they do this on the day that the IG report's going to be able to be able to dominate the news cycle. And guess what? Most of the media will carry their baggage. They'll run with it as though it's this big deal of a thing. And it really isn't. What's really ridiculous is that this is money that went to good and charitable causes, half of which was funded by this, had a 0% expense ratio. They didn't have employees, wasn't sending people on G5s all over the world like the Clinton Foundation at 90%. I believe they had 90% expense ratio. You know, that's the standard and the double standard by which we have to live. And we'll keep doing that, and we'll keep fighting. We'll do what we'll have to do. But I think what my father is doing is doing an amazing job in Washington, D.C. He's showing this flagrant double standard. He's highlighting it to the people. They're seeing it. They're fed up. And they're watching him win despite all of the noise, despite all of the obstruction, despite all of the hysteria about anything that Donald Trump does. I mean, I'm watching last week, coming back from Singapore and watching all these people. There are people on the left, I almost feel as though they were hoping for a nuclear war because then they could say, see, Trump failed. It's really ridiculous, Tucker, and it's gone too far.
Well, Donald Trump Jr., with his perspective on what's going on, charitable organizations usually, you know, around 25-35% for expenses. Donald Trump Foundation looked like 0%. Of course, we'll find out more because, you know, they'll keep pursuing it.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's
wrong. It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Good to have you with us. Bill Martinez here. And for more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. And by the way, if you want one of the DVDs that we're giving away, we've got I Can Only Imagine, the song you know, the story you don't, now available on Blu-ray and DVD, and also the DVD and Blu-ray package of Samson, the other movie. So these two DVDs we're giving away. All you got to do, drop me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com. Tell me which DVD you would like to have. We'll put you in the appropriate hopper. We pull your name. We send you the DVD. These will be going out moshy-scoshy. So I need your name and address, all that good stuff as usual, so that you can participate. Kind of our little special Happy Father's Day gift, because we're givers, and that's what it's all about. Speaking of Father's Day coming up, we've got a great Father's Day story. This is most incredible. It is all documented in the book Defying Gravity, How Choosing Joy Lifted My Family from Death to Life. Joe Secora is the author. He's a former actor and stuntman, a police officer for 17 years with the city of Santa Monica. That would be in California. A licensed marriage and family therapist and the host of his most popular Joe Secora show on Relevant Radio. Joe, good to have you with us. I'm Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Bill, it is so great to be with you. Thank you so much.
Hey, how does it feel to be a guest as opposed to being the host now?
I love it.
Well,
it's your job to make me sound good.
Well, hey, you know, you can only do with the talent you got, and you've got plenty of talent. The problem is, Joe, you're just not experienced enough. I think you need more projects here. I mean, actor, exactly. Stuntman, police officer, Santa Monica of all places. Lord have mercy. That's all. You know, the good part of it is that you're close to In-N-Out Burgers, I guess. You know, so
yeah. Oh yeah. Amen. I love that.
Hey,
Santa Monica. Actually, it was a great city to work for. I worked with just a lot of wonderful, wonderful, great men and women. So very grateful for that.
Well, I grew up in Southern California, was a disc jockey there in Los Angeles for many years, and had a great time. I love it. I miss it. I'm on the East Coast these days, based out of Florida. But my kids are still there in California. I think they're trying to, you know, fight the good fight there and figure out what's going on. You know, it went from six states. Now we may be at three states, I guess, in California. So.
I know somebody asked me, well, where are you from? I said, well, I'm not sure yet. They haven't told me what.
California 1, 2, or 3, huh?
Yeah, no.
Well, no, I think they have three distinct names, right? Because one of course, is California, but then they have two other names that they're associated with it. But lest we digress, hey, let's get into your story here, because yours is an incredible story. As the subtitle says, How Choosing Joy Lifted My Family from Death to Life. Tell our audience your story.
Well, like you mentioned in the introduction, Bill, you know, I started life out. I was an actor and stuntman. I made a living, never, you know, wildly famous or anything like that. But I made a living. I married my high school sweetheart from Florida, actually.
Oh.
And, you know, we shared what most parents dream of like having a house and having kids. what we never anticipated or dreamed would happen is that we'd have two kids with a neurological degenerative disease, which would take their lives. And so although we are living the dream became a nightmare. And so as young parents, we really had to figure out, it's like, okay, God, what is this all about? How do we actually navigate life now, you know? And so that was the real challenge, and I began writing about it. I quite honestly didn't intend originally to write a book or anything like that, because I didn't want to write a book about me. But what I started to do is I started to write Christmas letters, believe it or not. People were like, how are you doing? And I just thought, you know what, once a year I really thought deeply. I thought more deeply every day, but I wrote about it. And I said, you know, this is what we're doing. This is my experience. This is my take on life. This is what I think is meaningful, you know, as I see the disease that my kids have, you know, continue to progress. And, you know, at some point somebody said, you know, you write well and you've got a real story to tell that I think can touch other people's lives. You know, why don't you write a book?
Right.
So it took a long time, but that's kind of how the book came about.
Well, as you're going through, you and your wife are going through, you know, this heartbreaking situation with your boys, and you were raised Catholic, right?
Yeah.
So it wasn't like you were devoid of faith. So I got to imagine, you know, your prayer life at that time had to just be nonstop. And, you know, sometimes when we get ourselves in those situations, Joe, you know, people ask me, say, you know, how are you able to do this? And I said, well, I'm just hanging on to Jesus' garment. You know, that's all you can do. And people say, well, how do you pray? I just say, pray God's will. I know it's hard, but pray God's will. In fact, at one point it got so devastating, I had to tell God, I said, God, I go to pray the Lord's Prayer, you know, one of our favorite prayers as Catholic boys growing up. And I go to pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Joe, I stopped. I couldn't pray it. I said, Lord, I just cannot. I've had enough of your will. It's just overwhelming for me. I don't know, you know, how much is left here. So it took me about 6 months to get through that darkness, that period of life. And God put up with me in his love and mercy. got me through that.
Amen.
Yeah.
Not easy. You know, a lot of our prayers were like, why, God? Why? Yeah. You know, we don't understand this. Where are you in the midst of our suffering? You know, watching our boys' health decline and lose their vision and develop seizures and cognitive and motor function. And you look around at other people's lives and you see them progressing and moving forward and the kids growing and their lives expanding. And so we did ask, you know, a lot of the why questions. And really what happened, again, my experience, and this is kind of the real miracle. We experienced a lot of miracles along the way. Mm-hmm. But the real miracle wasn't like some sort of instant cure. It was recognizing and seeing God in our lives, you know, recognizing and experiencing God in the midst of our suffering, you know, where you just really open yourself up. And that's a miraculous thing. You know, when you actually feel God move you and through you and touch other lives. And that's what really happened. You know, we never felt like God had abandoned us. We felt like life had abandoned us. But at that darkest moment, God really entered into our suffering, into our struggle, and our lives became transformed. And I want to say, too, again, for us, you know, we really focused because we had to make a decision. Very early in life, you know, we wanted to escape, you know, metaphorically, we wanted to go to a desert island, my wife and I with our boys, and just escape from life, but that wasn't an option. And so we choose to begin looking around and seeing the things for which we could be grateful. You know, we began to see the beauty, the gifts, and so our prayers really became transformed rather than just saying, why is this happening, to thank you, God, for this. Thank you for the life you have given. And I remember one, it chokes me up almost when I think about it, but I you know, I write about a lot of these things in the book, again, Defying Gravity, but I remember one day my son John, and he had lost his sight already, and he was speaking, and he said, I'm so grateful, I'm so lucky I could see really good when I was 6 years old. And I thought, okay, that's profound. That's,
wow.
That's amazing.
Well, Joe Sikora is with us. His book, Defying Gravity. Well, I'll tell you, this is one that will enlarge your experience and your understanding of God, certainly his family and all that they've gone through. But he continues to touch people with his story, and it's his story. And we're honored that he's sharing it with us today. How Choosing Joy Lifted My Family from Death to Life. More from Joe on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
Healthcare reform is confusing. But whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
When love broke through, you found me in the darkness, wandering through the desert. I was a homeless fool. Now I'm hopelessly devoted. My chains are broken, and it all began with your eyes.
That's the way you like us, fresh and independent every day, Monday through Friday. Some people say fresh and ornery. No, independent. It works. I know my mother used to say I was ornery and stubborn, but that's just the way it happens. And we're looking at Father's Day, and my father still loved me regardless, and we miss him dearly. He has been gone 14 years. World War II vet. My mother passed away at the end of January, as some of you may know. And we've had a very, very blessed life, and I can relate to what Joe Sikora was just sharing with us about his son John. He finds himself, he's in high school, he's lost his sight, and he's grateful for the sight that he had when he was 6 years old. Joe, that is profound. When you're able to, because the Bible tells us, to thank God in all things, to be thankful and grateful in all things. And for your son to demonstrate that, I mean, that's as if he got a direct download from from God's throne room of heaven.
You know, I tell you, he was, I think, put on this earth to change lives, and and he passed away 2.5 years ago. And in this very short time here on earth, he changed lives. I remember one day, Bill, I was taking him for a walk, and he struggled too. And one day he was saying, "Dad, why can't I see? Why is this different? Why can't I go to the school that I want to?"
Right.
And I said to him while we were walking, and we were walking hand in hand, and I said, "John, if I could, buddy, I would give you my eyes." And he said, "Daddy, I would never let you do that. I would never let you do that. It's too bad." And I just thought, here is a young man far beyond his years, such courage, such dignity, and strength. And I learned a lot, from him. And I continue to learn in the adversity of life, You had asked about faith, it's like, thank God. Literally, we had faith growing up. I was raised Catholic. My wife was raised Southern Baptist. The kind of faith really necessary to meet with real difficulty, that's something that, requires real depth and real commitment. And that's how our faith grew, And again, that's the story that I wanted to tell, because Bill, you've encountered loss, with your mom here recently, but we're all going to face our death. We're going to face the loss of our loved ones. And how are you going to do that? And that's what I wanted to write about.
Well, John, like you say, for the short years that he lived, all things considered, what a deep individual, and what a blessing. As you say, all blessings come from God. And for him to have this insight and to, in a sense, comfort you and your wife and your family through this period, with his strength, even though, as you say, it wasn't easy. I mean, and wasn't easy in terms of even his answer back to you saying, "Dad, I don't want your eyes. I wouldn't want you to go through that."
Wow. Yeah. It was amazing. And you would think, and really the narrative or the story we were thought we would write when we were first given this diagnosis, when the boys were very little, was just a life of tragedy and loss. And that was not the life. And that's kind of the remarkable thing and journey, is that although, yes, of course, there were a lot of tears along the way, and there still are, there's a great deal of laughter and a great deal of blessing and love. And our life has really taken on far more meaning than a life that would just be easy. And I think that's the mistake a lot of times when people consider, it's like, well, I couldn't live if I had a disability, or if I lost my sight or lost my mobility.
Right.
And that's just not true. God has made us so much more resilient, especially when, you open your life up to him. He gives us all that we need. He gave his life, right?
Exactly.
The Holy Spirit.
Right.
So, yeah.
Well, Joe, we talked about John. How did this impact Ben?
Of course, it's funny. Ben is, God bless him, he's turning 23 here, and he's still with us. And he's, you talk about ornery. He came out of the womb a little bit, a little of a feisty character, and he still is.
He's my kind of kid.
yeah. He's got this spirit that's difficult but challenging but wonderful as well. He always kind of lived. He would always pray. It was interesting, because even when he was losing his sight, he would always pray and say, God, you know, help John to see and help John to this and that. And I would ask him, you know, while we were praying, I said, well, Ben, what about you? And he goes, I can see. I'm fine. Mm-hmm. I can drive, you know.
Right.
And, you know, he lived in sort of a healthy state of denial, I think, rather than choosing to see what he couldn't see or do.
Mm-hmm.
He chose to see himself as capable and able. And so he lives with this great resilience because he doesn't focus on what he doesn't have, but he focuses on what he does have.
Exactly.
And
so the glass is always half full with Ben, huh?
You know, it really is. Yeah. You know, again, not always, but for the most part, you know, he says, Dad, I want to drive. You know, like he'll, don't tell anybody this, but, you know, we'll get in the car.
No, we're only on a national radio show, so we won't tell anybody.
I know.
Okay.
I know. But he'll put his hand on the wheel and goes, I got this, Dad. Let me drive. I go, oh, okay, Ben. You know, and I'll pretend like I'm not driving it.
Right.
Now
we
arrive at our destination and go, see, I told you I could do it. I go, yes, you did. Very good. And I always think that's like a great metaphor. That's like life. It's like, I got this, God. Take your hands off the wheel. And I imagine God going, oh, okay, you got it. I'll take my hands off the wheel. But we arrive at our destination thinking so highly of ourselves when all along, you know, it was God who did it.
Mm-hmm.
So, but,
so what is, Ben is still with you and continuing to fight the good fight here. What is the prognosis?
Well, kids, again, the disease they have is called juvenile Batten disease. There's a longer scientific name, but it's called juvenile bat disease. And there is no cure for it. They are fighting for it. You know, we're actually, all the proceeds, the royalties from the book of Defying Gravity, I am actually donating. I'm not making a nickel off the book. And we're donating them to an organization called Beyond Batten Disease. And they're trying to actually raise $6 million to go into a trial to, you know, treat the disease. But there is no treatment or cure. Kids typically die from it. They're late teens to early 20s. So we're really at that space where we're like, you know, going, okay, God, we're grateful for this day. We don't know if we have tomorrow, but we're grateful for this day.
Right.
But, you know, we continue to live in the moment and you know, we've got some summer plans and we're going to go see family and do some traveling and we're just going to take each day that we get. And I think that's how we're supposed to live life. You know, we live with this illusion that, you know, we're going to be given 80 years or 90 years and some people are and many people are not. And I think the sooner that you can come to a place where you recognize that each day is a gift and you can look around and try to see and experience that gift, the better off you are.
That's why they call it the present, right?
Yeah.
Living in the present.
Yeah.
Johnny Erickson Tata, who definitely has had her story and that most of our listeners know about, and she had this to say about your book. She says, in this book, Joe Sikora shows the stuff of which his family is made, endurance, perseverance, and joy. That's saying something in light of the devastating disabilities that altered the lives of his two precious sons. For inspiring reading, I highly recommend Defying Gravity. It is inspiring and also, Joe, I think for those families that may be on the precipice of going through what you and your family have gone through, they can be greatly blessed by this book, and I highly recommend it. And I'm grateful that you were able to share it with us today. Joe Sikora, Defying Gravity, How Choosing Joy Lifted My Family from Death to Life. Joe, how can they get the book and connect with you?
Amazon or Ignatius Press is really the best way. And I'm very grateful, Bill, for all the great work you do in your show and for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Well, we appreciate you. And now that you and I have connected, we have to stay connected. Okay, brother?
We will do it. Anytime.
Okay. You got it. Okay. Joe Sikora, thank you, Joe. Take care. God bless.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The Senior Living Advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Someone once said, live free or die, right?
Father, I adore you.
I'm just hearing, you know, live free or die. Some of us recall that, you know, from our history books and as a slogan and maybe as something that is, you know, connected to earthly things. But you got to remember where freedom really comes from and what God has done for his creation, what he's done for us, you know, for you and me personally. It is the ultimate calling is for us to be free. To not be hampered by you know, whether it's the sins of this world, the trappings of this world, but to reach out for that higher calling and to truly be free, to let go of those shackles, those things that would hinder and hold us back and that would you know, keep us from being all that God had planned and purposed us to be and that entangles us and makes us less than when God, the creator of heaven and earth, God Almighty says, You are more than. Our next guest has an incredible story for any family that has been dealing with a prodigal. And it's not just a son. It could be a daughter. In this case, it happens to be a daughter. So if you find yourself desperate for the return of your prodigal son or daughter, do not lose hope that your prodigal husband or wife, for that matter, will even return home. The author says, do not give up. Things don't have to stay the way they are just because that's the way they've been. Your prayers have the power to change things, even the hardest of hearts. In Watching the Road, this is Karen Wheaton's new book. In Watching the Road, she unveils her extraordinary journey of trusting God for the return of her prodigal daughter, Lindsay. Watching from her porch with eyes of faith and a heart of hope, Karen cried out to God for Lindsay's return. You know, as she writes this, I can't help but reflect on that biblical story about the prodigal son and the father looking out every day over the horizon. You know, his heart just crying out and hoping to just catch a glimpse of his son coming home. And this is the picture that I get of Karen waiting for Lindsay's return. In miraculous ways, God daily reaffirmed the promises he gave personally to Karen that Lindsay would be restored to her marriage and her family. And much the same way that the father gave affirmations to the father waiting for the prodigal in the book, right? Letting him, you know, to be encouraged, not to lose faith. Karen Wheaton, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Good to have you with us.
It's wonderful to be here, Bill. Thank you for letting me come.
Oh my goodness, what a story! Praying your prodigal home, Karen. This is such a rich story, and it's so touching. And you, as a seasoned Christian minister, you know, you've been involved with music and preaching. You've provoked listeners to pursue God in passionate worship for many years. And through this life experience and what you went through with your daughter, you got to see God in a whole different way, didn't you?
Oh, that is so true. I've served the Lord since I was probably too little to remember, all of my life. Mm-hmm. But, Bill, in that season of intercession for 2 years, over 2 years, believing for the return of my daughter, I saw God come through for me in a way I have never seen in my life. And it led me on a journey of intercession that did result for me in the greatest miracle that I have ever personally witnessed in my life.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, I mean, this is the God we serve. And although going through all this, Karen, I mean, you go through the whole process like anybody, and you're sitting there going, wait a minute, Lord, I'm serving you. I'm doing this for the kingdom, and you couldn't help me with my daughter. How did she slip away?
Well, you know, it was shocking for me because Lindsay had been raised not only in a Christian home, but also in the ministry her whole life. Mm-hmm. And we had begun a ministry. I had served traveling really the nation and the world, ministering in crusades and things for 20 years. We'd begun a ministry called The Ramp. She was involved in the DNA of the beginning of that ministry, especially geared toward young people.
Right.
She had married a man of God, a pastor. He was pastoring the Ramp Church. He was the director of our Ramp School of Ministry. Lindsay was deeply involved in ministry. But she was targeted by the enemy.
Right.
And it led her away step by step, really under the radar for me, until by the time I realized what was happening, it was already too late. And Lindsay had literally turned into a different person, Bill.
Hmm.
I mean, I don't know if you've ever experienced anything like this, but loving someone, knowing someone that just changes into someone you've never known. And so in the spring of 2014, Lindsay informs her husband, her family, that she's filing for divorce. She's leaving her family. She's leaving the ministry. She's moving to a different city, and she just simply became a different person.
Oh.
And it really brought us, of course, to a place of just devastation for our family, not only for the ministry, but just for our family. And then to make the decision of what to do. Either we just accept this, as some people were telling me, and they meant well, but I had people concerned about me just saying, now, Karen, you know, she's an adult. She's going to make her own decisions. You've got to accept this and move on.
Mm.
So I had to determine, am I just going to allow the enemy to come into my house, wreak havoc in my home, steal what means more to me than anything in the world, or am I going to stand until this situation turns into what I know to be the will of God?
Exactly.
So that was where I came, a decision point in my life. That's where the book comes from. It is my journey to make the decision to stand on the Word of God until.
And having done all to stand, keep standing, right?
You keep standing.
Exactly.
That's right. And God will prove himself faithful, Bill, to those who will determine his word and his will in their situation and then believe and stand until that situation looks like the word he's given you.
Mm-hmm. Karen, when you talk about the transformation of your daughter, what comes to mind is something that the Holy Spirit has been showing me in recent months about the renewing of our minds and how we can reconstruct our brains, whether it's with an entitlement spirit, whether it's suddenly finding ourselves gravitating towards sin and accepting it in much the same way that we can renew our minds as we're called to in the New Testament, to renew our minds in the form and fashion of Jesus Christ. It is a choice. We can renew our minds toward evil or good, and it's not like evil comes in like it did to Lindsay and took her just from one extreme to another. It is a process. It is a reconstruct of the thinking, of the mindset that occurs. And this is what's happened to a point that you're going, wait a minute, what alien came into my daughter or my son, you know, to cause them to think this way? And I see this as increasingly significant. Why God reminds us to renew our minds on a daily basis, on a continual basis, that we're constantly checking ourselves. Is our thinking consistent with the thoughts of God? Are we in alignment, our mind, body, spirit, with the Trinity, the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost? That we want to make sure that we have the right thinking, not as Zig Ziglar would call it, the stinking thinking, you know, that causes us to do those stinking things that we don't want to do, that Paul says that the very things I don't want to do, I do, and that which I want to do, I don't do. We can be a mess, can't we?
Oh, my. The enemy is always looking for a way to get in. And we can open a door to the enemy in our mind just by harboring an offense towards someone, maybe even within our marriage or our home. We can open the door to the enemy when we allow our affections to turn towards someone that's not our spouse.
Exactly.
And we can be involved in emotional affairs, things that can pull us away.
Karen, we got to go to break. We're going to pick it up from there when we come back. Stay with us. Karen Wheaton.
Thousands of people contact InventHelp monthly about their invention or new product. Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Call InventHelp now. Best of all, the call and information are free. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential, explaining every step of the invention process. We create professional materials and submit them to companies who are looking for new ideas in your category. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review new ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We offer 3D modeling and animation, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to present client ideas to additional companies. Join people just like you who made the call to InventHelp. You have nothing to lose. The call and the information are free. Call now.
800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. That's 800-301-1318.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Service. They still exist here.
I know you're able, and I know you can.
Where is your hope, huh? 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. The Song of Solomon talks about those little foxes that chew at the very roots of the values and things that we hold dear. The Apostle Paul talked about not only guarding our lips, but what was in our heart and our thoughts. And, of course, the biggest challenge goes all the way back to Genesis that we continue to hear through the millennia, and that is Satan himself questioning the authority of God. Did God really say, Karen Wheaton?
Well, the enemy is always looking for a way mm-hmm. to bring deception into our lives and looking for an avenue into our hearts. And that's what I talk about in the book, Watching the Road, about my daughter, Lindsay, who was led away by that deception of the enemy, lie by lie, just bit by bit, until she was turned into literally a different person.
Right.
And whenever we look, whenever we listen to the enemy's lies, we just allow our own heart to be so deceived that we can make decisions that can destroy our lives. And as a mother to a prodigal daughter, I had my own decision to make as to whether or not I was going to look at the circumstances in front of me mm-hmm. where my daughter was making decisions that were just unthinkable, and whether I was going to just accept that and try to find a way to move on with my life, or whether I was going to take the Word of God, stand on the Word of God, and believe the promises he was giving me until my daughter was delivered and brought back home.
Exactly.
And I saw, I'm a personal witness to those that are listening, that God does answer prayer, Bill. Mm-hmm. He answers prayer. He keeps his promises. And I wrote this book, Watching the Road, to give men and women hope to keep believing and never give up.
Exactly. Well, Karen, you got advice from the world and in the era of tough love that said, look, cut your losses, move on, you know, protect your ministry. You don't need to do this. But the fact of the matter is Lindsay's trial also became a trial for you.
Well, it was the hardest thing I had ever personally walked through.
Mm-hmm.
And I found that whenever you pray, God loves to answer us, and he speaks our language. He gives us promises that we can cling to. And whenever we pray until we hear a word from God, You don't need to be surprised if the circumstances get worse instead of better, because that's what I experienced.
Mm-hmm.
It seemed like I would receive a promise and it would get worse.
Right.
And I saw that pattern for over 2 years
Wow.
of believing for my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
But as you know, Jesus taught us in Luke 18 that if we will pray and never give up, there will be a day we receive our suddenly breakthrough.
Exactly.
I saw a statement last week that I just loved. Mm-hmm. Someone said, God doesn't always move quickly, but he moves suddenly.
Mm, yes.
And you can wait and wait mm-hmm. and stand and believe, but if you will never give up, no matter what you see and no matter what you hear, I'm telling you, God will come through mm-hmm. suddenly
exactly.
for your child.
I like that. The book of Mark always was referring to immediately. You know, so this is what this reminds me, the suddenness of God, how he moves. So for here it is, you, 2 years of trial for Lindsay as well. What was the breakthrough?
The breakthrough came, it seemed, when it was at its very worst.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the toughest battle of my life, that battle not only just with my daughter, but at the very end of the road, I didn't know when the end was going to be,
mm-hmm.
but the battle with the promises of God, where you just reach the place where you say, God, will you ever come through? Will this ever be? Because now it is utterly impossible.
Mm-hmm.
But at the very end, when it seemed all was lost, and I explain this in the greater detail in the book,
right.
God told me to speak his word out loud, out of my mouth, Casey Doss and Lindsay Doss, Casey and Lindsay, their marriage will be restored. Right at the place where it was at its final end, it appeared all was finished. God said to me, speak the opposite out of your mouth. And as I began to declare the word of God, I saw an absolute transformation. It's much like with the prodigal son. The Bible says, sitting in the pig pen, he came to his senses. And I witnessed the same thing the father of the prodigal son witnessed when my daughter came to her senses. And the Bible says that when the prodigal son's father saw him coming afar off,
yeah.
he ran to meet him. That's why I named the book, Watching the Road,
mm-hmm.
because intercessors, moms, dads, husbands, and wives that are believing have to keep their eye on the road, because someday their promise is going to come down that road.
Exactly. And much as the story of the prodigal outlines, for Lindsay to walk away from the ministry, her family, I mean, she's basically, she was projecting death upon your ministry, all that God had given you, and participating in this trial of death that she, it was her choice. You, like the father, looks down the road, sees the son, in your case, you're seeing your daughter, and boy, you're saying, you know, the heck with what the world thinks. I'm cinching up my clothes and I'm running. I'm running full blast for her and welcoming her home and letting her know that love reigns, right?
That's exactly right. And for those believing today, I'd encourage them, sometimes when you're in the process of believing and it's getting worse instead of better, there are days you look like a fool for believing,
mm-hmm.
but then you've got to look like a fool and keep believing.
Exactly.
And you will see the promise come through. Satan meant for this to destroy our family and our ministry. But Bill, it's just like the word says, God can turn what the enemy meant for evil for our good. And that's exactly what happened. And I believe that's going to happen for your listeners today.
Yeah.
Is God's going to turn this thing around if they will hold to the promise that God has given them.
Update us on Lindsay and Casey.
Oh, God kept every promise to me, Bill. She's fully restored to God, fully restored to her family, to her ministry. They've started a church called Hope Unlimited in Knoxville, Tennessee. God gave them a little boy, the son of their restoration, because God keeps his promises.
Amen. The final chapter, you title appropriately The Last Word, and you remind everybody of the critical, you know, weapons of our warfare. You talk about the weapon of fasting, the weapon of prayer, and we use words like weapon purposefully because sometimes we don't realize that it is a spiritual battle we're dealing with. We're taught in the Bible that there are weapons of our warfare, and you break it down, you know, including the weapon of the word, the weapon of believing, the weapon of obedience, even the weapon of watching. Boy, I'll tell you, that is a powerful chapter, and one that I'm sure for those that are experiencing a prodigal experience will be something that they will underline and go back to repeatedly, because these are great reminders, Karen.
Well, that was the purpose of the book. I wanted to share with people the spiritual tactics that God gave me on that journey, because this is a fight for our families.
Right.
It is spiritual warfare, and we do not have to accept anything that is not the will of God when it comes to our family. We do not have to allow the enemy just to come in and wreak havoc in our homes and do nothing about it, but just find a way to move on. Mm-hmm. God has equipped us as men and women of God with weapons that we can declare victory and overcome these battles of the enemy. And that's what I share in the book. It is the tactics, the strategies that God gave me. And these are weapons that have been proven over and over through the Word of God and with the saints through the ages. And they will work for you and me today.
Exactly. Well, Karen, you talked about well-meaning friends who came to you with their worldly advice, meaning well, but not right, not the right thing, not what God said. I have to imagine that that was a time of measuring, you know, who was going to come into your inner circle and join you in your prayer life and agreement in seeing it the way God saw it. Did you see this dynamic, come out in your experience as well?
Well, the word says that if two people will agree on earth as touching anything they ask,
right,
then it will be done. It was very important to find people in my life and for our listeners that will agree with God's word instead of the natural circumstances.
Right.
And sometimes people do mean well. They're worried about you, and they just, you know, when they're saying, now you've got to just find a way to go on with your life. Mm-hmm. Well, how do you go on with your life when your daughter is drowning?
Yeah,
you're about to walk off the edge of a cliff. I mean, as a mother that loves your child, you know, how am I supposed to move on when I'm watching my daughter's life be destroyed? I don't think we have to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You find people that will agree with the Word of God. And you know what? It may be only one or two. But find people that will declare His Word with you over that situation until that situation looks like that Word.
Watching the Road, Praying Your Prodigal Home, a Karen Wheaton story. My goodness, you've given me chicken skin throughout this whole conversation, because when you come into the reality of God's world and God's promises, and they're just not empty promises for you, Karen, your family, and for Lindsay and Casey, able to realize God's promises fulfilled, and everybody around the ministry that is blessed by your story, and your book is going to touch so many people. I appreciate you coming on to tell it. The book is available at all the usual places. It will be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Karen Wheaton, God bless you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Bill. God bless you.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey.